All right. Welcome back to the AWG podcast. I am your host, Daniel Jackson, and I'll come back to you with another weekly update. I've decided that we're going to do bi-weekly updates. So first update was after our first week of duck season. And here we are, 3 weeks into duck season now. So hope you guys are having a good time in the woods and getting out and experiencing God's great creation. With the bi-weekly kind of progression of what we're doing or what I'm going to do with this podcast, the next time you'll hear from me will land on the split. So going to do Wednesday updates. They upload at 7:30 a.m. That's what I've decided. And just kind of like we talked about in the previous episode, this is just kind of spitballing on how duck season's going and what's been going on a week to week basis. Like I said, this is our update for week 2 and 3 on the 25-26 waterfowl season. So to hash out a little bit of what's been going on over the past 2 weeks, we haven't had the greatest weather. You've heard from me since we had that cold front opening weekend. And we really had a good little push of birds there after that Sunday, that Saturday, Sunday cold front that rolled in. And man, I was seeing a ton of birds in areas that I usually don't see. I say that over the past couple of years, I usually haven't seen in the past couple of years in some areas this early. So, and I touched on that last time. But moving forward, weather really slimmed, thinned back out and became mild again and jumped back up to, I think we had maybe 1 or 2 80-degree days after that cold front had come through. So strong south winds. Obviously, we talked a little bit on the last episode about what that looks like as far as birds moving out of the area. And whatnot, but I kind of feel like I have a better report over these next, the next 2 weeks up to this point. I've seen quite a few birds in some areas that I thought wouldn't really be holding a ton of birds at this point in time, especially with how that cold front came and went, and then we had that warm weather come back through. And like I said on the last time, it's hard for me to really buy into the fact that a couple days of hot weather like that really changes or pushes birds out of an area. I think it's more of a wind driven thing. So with that being said, we had those couple of days where I think we had a couple of days where we had a wind gusting up to 23, 24 miles an hour out of the south, and that does us no good down here. So, bringing me to the point that I'm getting to, we've had a couple north winds over the past few days and in the past week. And I feel like I've seen birds riding down on it. And one of the things that I've moved to in my journaling process throughout this year is taking note of moon phase. And we've been in a waxing and waning crescent on the moon phase with low illumination for the past week or so. I'll touch on this real quick. Let me see. I have been on, sorry, I should spit my gum out. Sorry about that. I have been on Let's see. Seven hunts since the 12th of November, since our first weekly update, and I've accumulated 38 ducks, which looking back on last year's journal, it isn't the greatest. I think I'm probably more around the 60 to 65 number, or I was last year around this time. So, but with that being said, I mean, there's getting back to my point with birds moving in, or the good news about these past couple weeks is I've seen some birds move in, as you know, particularly this last weekend. And we were hunting in a public area, and we had just finished shooting a good 4-man limit plus a couple ducks. We had 7 guys with us, but we killed 26 ducks, mainly teal. This is this past weekend. I'll if I feel like it's necessary, I'll touch on a couple other things as far as what I killed and hunts go over these past 2 weeks. But nothing has been more eventful than last Saturday. We had a group of ducks that was being scouted since Wednesday by a local guy in that area. We linked up with that guy and ended up hunting with him and shot a good bag of ducks. And just, I mean, it was a good little buddy hunt and a good way for us to connect early on in the year and get something rolling and kind of get to feel each other out again and feel the area that we were hunting in out again, which is at this point in time is a low water area. So we were hunting a lot of mud flat stuff this past weekend. And that's just what it is in that area. There's no way around it. There's nothing we can do about it. With that being said, the past, I believe it's within the past 7 days since I think it was Wednesday or Thursday last week, we had an inch of rain, or over Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I think, or Sunday. So Thursday, I believe it was Wednesday, Thursday, and Sunday we had, and this is based on my rain gauge in Jones, which is where I'm building my house. I looked at it today. It was an inch and 3/4 worth of rain, which is great. But the area that we were hunting in had the gates open, constantly letting out water. It's just one of those things. You can't make them do what you want them to do, but that lake could use some water, and we all know it. But yeah, back to what I was saying. I'll get into this next hunt. So Sunday, this past Sunday on the 23rd, we kind of hunted the same kind of area. Based on the scout, it kind of looked like the same group of birds that we shot at on Saturday. And so it kind of one of those things, you find the big group of ducks that are traveling together, especially with teal, and a lot of you guys know how teal are. They like to travel in big groups now, and they'll split up here and there and whatnot, but majority of them went to this other area that we ended up going and putting our eyes on later that day on Saturday, and decided we were going to hunt the same group of birds on Sunday and see what we could do. But Sunday, and another thing that I'm going to do with this weekly update is a tip of the week. Sunday, I had something that came in handy that I have not used yet, but I'm glad that I had it, as well as having help. I beached my boat on a sandbar like you've never seen before. it was dry underneath my boat. And me and Zane, Zane was with me on Saturday or on Sunday. Saturday, he wasn't there. I was hunting with the other group of guys. But on Sunday, me and Zane go to get in the river, and we went first. And the day before when we scouted, I hadn't ran it. I had the other guys I was hunting with had ran it. You know, shout out to those guys, Luke, Chris, and Holden. But they had ran it and set a tracker when they ran this river, and I hadn't been in it with the water being low and stuff. I was kind of scouting some other areas, and they really wanted to go up in there and find that group of birds. And I had found another couple pockets of birds, but nothing as volume, you know, of the same kind of volume that what they found up in this river. Anyhow, Sunday morning, it's dark. It wasn't a foggy morning, but it ended up being one at kind of mid morning, brought in a lot of fog. But we go to get in this river, this creek, whatever you want to call it, and I hit a sandbar and I put the boat on dry land. And it was one of those things where tip of the day is to have a shovel with you. I don't know exactly what everybody carries in their boat, and maybe next time I'm on here, I'll get a good actual count and get a good actual list of what's in my boat, because I think it would be neat to just tell you guys or whoever's listening out there what I got in my boat, and maybe something I have in there may spark hit a spark in your mind that says, hey, maybe I should put that in my boat. It may save my butt one day. And I'm always interested to hear what everybody else has got in their boats and whatnot and keeps with them type of deal. But I've got a little collapsible shovel. I could not tell you the brand or where it's from. I believe I received it as a Christmas gift from somebody at some point. And it came, I do know that it came with a machete. A machete and a little hatchet. And it was a 3-piece package. And that shovel came in handy. So we beached this boat up, and me and Zane step out, and it's quicksand. We're getting down to our mid shins, almost to our knees in a couple spots, trying to push this boat off the sand. And the other boys had already ran up the river or ran past us and ran up the river, and I waved them on to keep going. And thank goodness they had turned around. Chris called me, and I didn't pick up, and I called him back. He didn't pick up. It's kind of one of those things. You end up playing phone tag when it comes to crunch time like that. And we weren't early to the hole by any means. We were kind of not putting too much pressure on ourselves to be there real early on Sunday. But we get into some phone tag. I leave Chris a voicemail saying we're stuck, and we're probably gonna be stuck there for a minute if we don't have some help. So they turn around and come back, and the five of us get to rocking that boat and kind of caving out. So I was using the shovel to dig out the side. We're rocking it and pushing it one direction, you know, left or right, rather than just trying to push it from the back, because especially once you're dry, there's no moving those Havoc boats like that. Best thing you can do is rock it and let that keel eat a trench in the middle of it, and then just shovel off the side and try to get some water underneath that boat. And that's what the shovel did for us. That and using our foot to step that sand down, especially with it being quicksand, just kind of dissolve it out from underneath that one edge that we were pushing the boat towards. Eventually we got it flipped back out and dug out good enough that we got the front half of it out in some deeper water, and then couple of us got behind it and pushed on it, and eventually it slid out into the water, and we were off from there. So ended up making us late. I think we got sat down and finally set up maybe a couple minutes right after shooting light. It didn't really affect us too much, other than it just put some more pressure on us to get in there and get set up. And it was a tough little walk, just because of how muddy everything is. That mud that's been sitting there and soaking in fog and the dew and whatnot. And a lot of you guys who are out there hunting, or have been these past few weeks, have been hunting and that kind of stuff. And it's not the easiest on the legs. I got a good burn going, and I love to have a good burn, and especially early on in the season, just kind of get in shape walk is what I call it, or a little test to see how in shape I am. And I by no means am I in the perfect shape, but some of these other guys, man, they just got a different set of legs than I do at this point in time. But nevertheless, it's only gonna get better for me as the season goes on, as far as getting into shape. So, many long walks ahead, many tough walks ahead, but, we ended up being a couple minutes late. Walk was kind of tough, and those jet sleds, they don't slide very well in that mud, and that's something too. I guess another little, a pointer. As if you're pulling that sled and it's heavy, and you're walking in mud on the bank, just go ahead and step out into that water and see if it's easier to walk through the mud and the water, because it is 100% easier to drag a sled through water than to drag it through damp mud or damp, you know, dirt, whatever it may be. Those sleds just, they drag so much more. I mean, I wasn't even dragging a whole lot. I was dragging a dog blind and maybe a blind bag and two guns and a couple chairs, and that was it. And it felt like it was 150 pounds, dragging 150 pounds. And about halfway down, halfway to where we were going, one of the mother boys hollered at me and said, "Hey, hop in that water and just step it off from there." And I did so, and now I'll be checking the water before I go to drag a sled all the way to the hole. If I can go get in the water and drag it in there, and the mud ain't knee deep or shin deep, where I'm battling the mud the whole time in the water, that'll be what I do. So I guess that's another tip. Like I said, as far as getting to the maybe doing a breakdown of what I keep in my boat and whatnot, at some point I'll get a good list together and maybe do that next time. Let me put a note in for that. But otherwise, what else was I gonna touch on? Some north winds. We had some north winds this past weekend, and these past couple days we had one today. So today is Tuesday. I'm recording these on Tuesdays and posting them on Wednesdays. Today's Tuesday, November 25th. We had a good little stiff north wind, a little 9 miles per hour, consistent north wind. And with that being said, there is winter weather going on up north right now. And there's nothing more promising than what's going on in North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin right now. They're getting a good handful of winter weather. And I've got buddies up in North Dakota that are telling me that it's pretty nasty up there, and that it's in Canada and it's in South Dakota and the lower states and whatnot. And obviously, I'm checking my weather app to stay updated on that stuff. But next week looks really good as far as the weather up there. I think that area that my buddy lives around is going to get down to -2 next Monday. So actually, not next Monday, this coming Monday, they'll be down to -2, and they have a Friday and Saturday this Friday and Saturday of snow before that. And they're, you know, they had some snow yesterday and the day before too. So it's promising for the next few weeks, which obviously we're going to go into the split after this weekend. So the split is from, I think I touched on this last time we were on here too. The split is from the 30th of November. That'll be the last day to hunt the first season. And then we'll go the 1st through the 5th, no hunting. That'll be the split. And we'll open up that next Saturday on the 6th. So, going to have a good little 5 days where these birds can really make their way down here. And that'll be right whenever all this really harsh weather is hitting these northern states. So, could be really good. I know that a lot of you guys who are really deep into this stuff and paying attention are seeing that stuff. But, yeah, man, to keep checking on your weather app, keep keeping yourself updated, keep looking for migrating ducks and waterfowl in general. I'll say this, I haven't killed a goose this Oklahoma season yet. So usually once we get into December, I do a little bit more goose hunting, and especially around the holidays when I don't want to be out and too far away and driving back and forth with events and whatnot, holiday events, having to be places and go to we got Thanksgiving coming up this Thursday, and then Christmas will be here before we know it. But yeah, I'll touch on that real quick, man. I'm so thankful for the opportunities that I have, for my family, for you know, people in general. People are good. You know, there's way more good people out there than there is bad. And a lot of times, if you don't take a chance to hear somebody, you'll never know who's you know, whether they've got their head on their shoulders. It's easy to take something you heard that somebody said, something that somebody said, and judge people by it. And I'm just thankful this week and reflecting over these past couple of days for new friends and old friends and just people in general. We had a guy on Sunday who, on our way back to the boat ramp, there was a guy who was broke down, and he was a Oklahoma guy. He was broke down, and I stopped and hollered at him and asked him if they were all right. And he kind of gave me a thumbs up, but he wasn't looking too enthusiastic about it. And so I kind of cruised over there and asked him if I could help him out. And, me and Zane ended up dragging him back to the boat ramp and getting them set up. And man, he was really grateful. And, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I, the way that I operate and I see the world is, if you see an opportunity to do good and to help somebody out, there's no wrong place or wrong time to do it. There's plenty of opportunity out there to be a good person and to build relationships with people. And me and the guy had a quick little conversation once we got him back to the boat ramp, and him and his son, his younger son, they had just got there, and I guess he was having some motor issues and couldn't get his motor to start back up. And he had just got there, and I told him that things are looking up, and you know that there's some ducks around, and he was just, you know, very thankful that we had a boat that could pull him back, and that we were nice enough to stop, you know. And so, and if I was in that situation, I would want somebody to do that for me, you know. And that's kind of how I see it, is submit good karma. And it'll come back to you, or you know, you never know when that guy may see you and you're in a tight spot and need a hand. So, or anybody else for that matter. But I'll get off my ranting about being thankful. But man, I'm just so thankful for my fiance, Thankful for my family. Thankful for the opportunity and the freedom to duck hunt and be in the outdoors, be in the woods, and just enjoy God's creation. So that's enough on that matter. Let's get back to the regularly scheduled programming. Let me run through a little bit. So on the 13th, I had the opportunity to take my fiance Micah hunting. We went and hunted on my on a lease I have. It's a lease or a pond that's around here in Chandler, and we didn't really get to tear into the ducks, but and she just likes to go just to hang out with me, and so me and her just went and did a little me and her trip, and didn't end up killing a duck that day, but it was fun either way. Weather wasn't bad, and I put her in a layout for the first time, which was interesting enough. But that next day, me and a buddy went up to Hula. I just name dropped, but I'm not up there a whole lot, so it is what it is. He said he saw some birds up there, which obviously this was a little over a week ago. And we didn't end up shooting a bird that time either. So I went back-to-back skunks. But things have kind of ramped up since then. So, had a solo hunt. I shot a solo limit, throughout the week on a farm pond I had permission on. And then we got into last weekend. So that's the rundown on hunts. Obviously, we talked a little bit about some north winds kind of moving some ducks around. I'll touch on Saturday after our hunt. We saw a good size group, maybe 300-400 big ducks migrating. And they weren't super tall migrators. Like, they weren't really hightailing it like they were going to try to hit the Texas border kind of deal. But I tried to locate them after we saw them. In a couple different areas, and I checked everything that I could and just couldn't find them. And maybe they were tucked back off, but the way that they were flying, it looked like they were headed pretty far south. And I think they skipped over where we were hunting around, the area that we were hunting around, and maybe went to something just a little further south. Either way, it was a good sign. It was one of those days where we had a pretty good north wind, and they were kind of riding high on it. And that's always a good sign, especially before this cold weather has really started to hit. And right now, currently, is when it's really starting to get ramped up north. And so should be seeing a lot more ducks these next 2 weeks. If not during the split, during the split, they should be showing up pretty thick, and I'm excited kind of to see what that looks like over these next few days, this weekend and whatnot. And then throughout the split, just kind of going and laying my eyes on stuff and seeing what's going on. So, rain, we had a little bit of rain, like I talked about earlier, last Thursday, Friday, and then Sunday, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, but rain's a good thing. Most of the lakes are getting back up, which is perfect with this weather rolling in. I think we're forecasted to have some more rain coming up soon. Let me look into that real quick. Looks like this weekend we have a 70% chance in the area that I live in. There's an 80% chance over there. 75. So 70 to 80% chance in most places right now for forecasted rain for this next weekend, which is awesome. Who knows how much it'll be? It may dump. It may just barely put anything out. Who knows? You know, it's hard to really judge the rain based on these weather apps. They're hardly ever accurate as far as how much you're really gonna get. So, what else do I got on here? I'm trying to keep this thing around just around 30 minutes every week, and I'm just running over just by a few seconds right now. Yeah, that's pretty much it. The last thing I had was the tip of the week, and I'll remind you guys that's to keep something like a shovel or a good stiff paddle that you can really dig into some sand or some mud to kind of clear out it, or even to cut a, if you're stuck up on something like we were stuck up on, to kind of cut you a trench out to the creek, back out to the creek or the river or whatever it may be, to kind of get that water to get up underneath that boat and loosen some of that stuff up. So, man, I'm learning every day. I'm 3 years into this public land hunting stuff. I did it here and there years ago, but these past 3 years is I've been pretty gung-ho on, you know, I have a boat and I'm out scouting and looking for birds everywhere I go. So, yeah, I'm excited about what these next couple of weeks are going to bring. Obviously, we're going to finish this week up with this weekend and then go into that split, and it'll be a good opportunity for me to get a little bit more work done. I have been semi busy with work and some other things with the building the house and whatnot over these past 2 weeks since I've talked to you last, but trying to get in and hunt when I can. I'm trying to put a good number up on you know, number of days or hunts I've been on this year, just similar to what I did last year. I believe I was at 55 hunts last year, not 55 days. I think there was a couple days where I'd hit a double hunt that went morning and evening. But yeah, outside of that, man, that's really it for me for this Tuesday or this Wednesday's week 2 and 3 update. Look forward to getting back out in the woods, and hope you guys are having great success, and hope you guys are enjoying this waterfowl season and this cold weather coming up. So yeah, that's been it. This is Ace Waterfowl Group Podcast, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.